You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
10 acts competed on the Gold Coast to become Australia's representative at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. But only one could be crowned winner.
Montaigne with Don't Break Me will be representing Australia at Eurovision in Rotterdam.
What an extraordinary result for such a fabulous Australian artist. She is extraordinary, a beautiful song, and also a very personal song, and wonderful routine as well.
Dressed in blue with a clown-like neck ruff, the 24-year-old performed a self-penned song about the end of a relationship with dramatic choreography and support from five dancers. It's the second time Australia's entrant in the European competition has been chosen by a combination of votes from the public and a jury of industry experts. Former Australian Idol winner Casey Donovan took out second place this year with Proud, while pop icon Vanessa Amorosi was voted third with Lessons of Love. Others competing included Didiri, Jaguar Jones, Mitch Tambo, Iota, Jordan Ravi, Jack Vidgen and Diana Ruvis. Eurovision Executive Supervisor Jon Ola Sand says the calibre of the finalists was excellent and he has no doubt Australia could win the overall competition in the future.
I've enjoyed it very much. I think it's been a fantastic show tonight. 10 great artists. 10 great performances and 10 great songs. You're really doing well.
Montaigne will perform in the first Eurovision semi-final on the 12th of May.
It's an opportunity to perform on a scale and to an aesthetic that is unprecedented for me. I'm very excited to explore that terrain and to meet new people and work with new people and to go to the Netherlands and represent my country doing the thing I love.
She says she's hoping Don't Break Me will resonate with Eurovision's audience.
I'm very excited to do the performance and to hopefully amp it up a bit too and just train for it and get really good at doing it. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
Jon Ola Sand says he's curious to see how her performance develops between now and the semi-final.
In my view, the act as it is now is really, really strong because it stands out. It's a one-camera shot, and the whole choreography that is performed in there while she's singing brilliantly is really something that could create a wow moment.
41 countries will compete in the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest, hosted by last year's winner, the Netherlands. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.